From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. After boycotting the start of indirect peace talks, representatives of the main Syrian opposition group have met with UN envoy for Syria, Stéphane de Mistura, in Geneva. De Mistura left the informal meeting Sunday, telling reporters he is optimistic and determined the opposition will eventually join the peace process.
I've been explaining what is the plan and what, in fact, the whole meetings are about. They've been exchanging with me some of their own ideas, and they will let you know and let me know when and how they can be part of this exercise.
The talks, if they eventually start, are meant to lay the groundwork for eventual direct negotiations. The Islamic State group has claimed a triple bombing in a southern Damascus suburb. At least 60 people are dead. An African Union summit has ended with a proposed peacekeeping force for Burundi put on hold. AU leaders say they will not send in troops without the government's consent. Instead, they say they will send a delegation to Burundi to push for talks between the government and its opponents and to continue to urge the government there to accept an AU force on its soil. The government of Burundi is satisfied by the AU decision, but the opposition feels betrayed. European Union Chief Donald Tusk says talks Sunday in London with British Prime Minister David Cameron broke up without an agreement to keep Britain in the EU. He says intensive negotiations will continue on Monday. Tusk described the talks in the next 24 hours as crucial. Mr. Cameron said Monday's meeting likely will lead to a draft text of EU reforms demanded by Britain in exchange for remaining in the 28-nation bloc. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday if Hamas attacks Israel through cross-border tunnels from Gaza, Israel will retaliate with force greater than the 2014 war. A top Hamas official boasted Friday that the group has built twice the number of tunnels that were built during the Vietnam War in the 60s and 70s. Israelis living near the border with the Gaza Strip have been complaining of underground drilling and construction noises near their houses. The Saudi Gazette newspaper reported Sunday that the government authorities there have arrested 9 American citizens among 33 terrorist suspects rounded up over the past few days. Citing an unidentified source, the paper reported 4 Americans arrested Monday, 5 arrested over the past 4 days. The paper said the arrests also included 14 Saudis, 3 Yemenis, 2 Syrians, an Indonesian, a Filipino, an Emirati, a Kazakhstan national, and a Palestinian. On the eve of Monday's Iowa caucuses, presidential hopefuls stepped up their campaigns, hoping to encourage voters to participate in the meetings. On the Republican side, the entire field of contenders is chasing frontrunner Donald Trump. Public opinion polls have Trump slightly ahead of Senator Ted Cruz.
We're here because our country's in crisis. Amen. We're here because we're bankrupting our kids and grandkids. Because our constitutional rights are under assault each and every day. And because America has receded from leadership in the world, and it is making the world a much more dangerous place.
That's Senator Cruz. On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in a tight race with this man, Senator Bernie Sanders.
It is fair to say that any objective assessment of Secretary Clinton's campaign and my campaign, and she has some really good people, so I'm not knocking them, but I think the excitement and the energy is with our campaign.
Senator Bernie Sanders. Scores of people are feared dead after Boko Haram militants attacked a village on the outskirts of Maiduguri in northeastern Nigeria. Witnesses say the militants attacked the town of Dalori late Saturday, shooting residents and burning down their houses. The Associated Press reports a soldier saying 3 female suicide bombers detonated explosives among a group of residents, causing additional casualties. Residents say at least 50 people were killed in the violence. Former Salvadoran President Francisco Flores has died. He had recently slipped into a coma after being rushed to a hospital in San Salvador, the capital, after suffering a stroke. Francisco Flores was 56 years old. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.